It's time now for the Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the life of someone from our community. Most library material is available online these days, but scholars from around the world still travel to Cambridge to consult the texts in the Harvard Law Library. This morning, Alyssa Eli tells us about a curator there who treasured physical print.
Years after majoring in classics, David Ferris went to Rare Book School, where he learned the endless ways that an old book, through its paper and type and watermarks and dozens of historical clues, writes about itself. The road to curator of rare books and early manuscripts at Harvard's Law School Library is not a linear one, but David found it. Mary Person was a library colleague who worked side by side with David, almost forensically.
Books have so much to tell you. There are so many secrets. There's something about this work. There's real sleuthing involved. It's fun. I think he really had fun.
David could look at a title page, if the book was lucky enough to have one, and know its age right off. He could read the life of the book from the border on a page, where it was from, who'd printed it, who'd made the paper. Dictionaries and references sat by his elbow like a microscope beside a microbiologist, and fluency in translating Latin, Spanish, and French was essential.
He could work his way through Russian and Dutch. I mean, we used to joke, you know, he would say, well, my Dutch is a little rusty, you know. I mean, he had never studied Dutch before, you know, but he could work his way through just about anything.
Originally, David came to the law library as a stack supervisor.
There had been a certain amount of benign neglect in the collection.
He was hired to bring some order to bibliographic chaos, and he did. The library grew to 300,000 cataloged books and manuscripts, a mammoth greenhouse needing constant temperature and humidity, where some of the rare plants dated as far back as 1200 A.D., Over two decades, David's memory for visual and historical detail astonished his colleagues. He was a quiet man, though sometimes enthusiasm overcame reserve.
His office for a long time was right adjacent to mine. We shared a door, and I would come running in, and I would say, can I show you something? Can I show you something? Or he would come running in to my office and say, Mary, I got to show you something.
It could be a little startling for onlookers.
One day in particular, we were just like feeling the type on this, on the page of a book, just almost awestruck because just the way, the very tactile sense of it. And this young woman came in and she kind of looked at us like we had lost our minds.
But the rare books and manuscripts understood. They were tended, mended, cataloged, loved. And they thrived.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering David Ferris, who died in Cambridge in August. To suggest someone for a remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.